This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
Oh, damn it, I missed it.
Well, Russ kind of missed it. Hold on.
That's on me.
Hold on. Everybody, just shut up.
We know it's on
just
you.
Just shut up.
You're getting fired for that.
Shut your mouths.
Okay, ready?
What are we going to do?
Everybody ready?
What are we about to do?
We're going to do it.
Sprague and the line.
All right, we got to go quick because I got a lot of sponsors here. Sprague and the line brought to you by Mike Tyson. Not sure if it's good or bad news for Sprague, but his legacy of making awful picks isn't actually a legacy because we're all just going to die. Might as well tail those Sprague picks.
That's how I live every life with all my bets. None of this matters. Floating rock.
Sprague and the line brought to you by Michael McDonald. Even if he's erect on stage, serenading with one eye, bulging lyrics in and out, that's still way less scary than a Sprague pick. What was that?
What was that?
Swag told me to do a ding after the Sprague and the line
thing. That's not the ding.
That's my ding. I couldn't find the page
now
that he had.
Now I feel like we're
before.
Standing on a Dusty counter ding. Looking for attention. What is, where's our ding? Here we go. I'll ding you, okay? I got the ding.
Dusty ding. What are we doing?
I'll do the ding.
I'm trying here.
Sprague and the line brought to you by Swag's Michael McDonald. Just like looking at a bet sheet with Sprague's picks on it, neither makes any sense, but when you see one, you know you're about to get screwed somehow. In line. Where did this one go? Sprague and the line brought to you by my birthday. Getting a year older is still preferable to any Sprague pick. Happy birthday. Sprague and the line brought to you by the city of Lake Oswego. Now you can go enjoy a float with your dinghy out. You're damn right you can.
I think it's really sexy.
Sprague and the line brought to you by Mike Tyson's slap. It would still hurt less than taking advice from Bummer Brandon on sports betting.
Deep down, I'm fat.
Sprague and the line brought to you by Swag. After 30 seconds of lovemaking with the wife. Hold on. I got to find this. It goes.
It's over. We think. Here's the situation.
All right. Sprague and the line brought to you by Sprague. Losing hope on OSU winning this weekend, which means Oregon State will win by 20 plus points.
Peekaboo.
Sprague and the line brought to you by this show's NIL budget. They ink dirt with the promise of a misprinted t-shirt and a month's supply of beard wax. I need to shave. My beard's getting long. I got pubes on my face. Sprague and the line brought to you by Swag's Moose Knuckles. Still a more visually appealing thing than my DraftKings account after following Sprague's picks. We got a couple more there. We'll get to them at the end of the segment. Here is how we did last weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Your winner of the weekend was one Brandon Sprague. Congratulations, Brandon Sprague, on a 3-0 weekend.
There we go.
3-0 weekend puts you above 500 on the year. It's 17-16.
Yeah.
Swag went 2-1. You, by the way, hit on the Bengals on Thursday night against the Ravens. The Steelers +3 in Washington. And the Chargers in the Big Wood at home against the Titans. Swag also hit on the Chargers. He missed on the Lions Sunday night game, and then he hit on the Cowboys, the Eagles, -7.5 against the Cowboys. Mm. I missed on the Lions on Sunday night football. Jake Moody couldn't make a kick, so the 49ers didn't cover the 6.5, but I did hit on the Cardinals +2 against the Jets. So, season standing, Swag 2-1 is still in first place at 18-15. You are now a game behind him at 17-16, and I am still bringing up the rear at 14-19 after a 1-2 weekend. 3-0 weekend. The floor is yours. Where's our first pick this week?
I'm going to take a team that I refuse to ever bet on them again, and I'm going to fade them because I find it comical that the minute they even look like a glimmer of decent, we jump on as if they're a legit contender. This team I'm gambling on made a quarterback change this week, after saying they were going to start a guy. 2 days later, they started a different guy. I'm getting more than a field goal at New York. The Jets are not a good team. I know the Colts aren't amazing. I think the Colts can outright win this game. I will take 4 points if you're going to give me 4 points in almost any matchup with the Jets. Colts plus the 4.
We're going to let Jeff Russ read Swag's pick. So what is Swag's first pick of the day?
Swag's first pick of the day, he is laying the big wood. Lions -14 versus Jacksonville.
Lions -14. Okay. He loves laying that big wood.
I play the sounder, but I don't know where the big wood is.
I got you. Hold on. No. Wait, nope, that's the wrong way.
Okay, yeah. This is great. None of us know
where. Today I'm laying the big wood.
And his.
The big wood's still in here?
Yes, it is. All right, -14. All right, first pick.
It's 13.5 right now.
On DraftKings or on what are we looking at here?
DraftKings.
On DraftKings?
So
okay.
What do you want to do?
We'll give him 13.5 then. Okay. If that's what it's on DraftKings, we'll give him 13.5. My first pick of the week, I feel dirty doing it, but let's be dirty together. I don't like this team. I'm rooting against them. I hate everything about them. I want them to go away. I can't stand any storylines around them. Gave me the Chiefs +2 at Buffalo. I get it twice a year. I get to gamble Patrick Mahomes with plus money. Yeah, my heart tells me to gamble on the Bills here. That's something old dirt would do. Like, yeah, give me Buffalo, which means Buffalo will probably now win outright. You don't get many opportunities to do this. I'm not going to miss this opportunity. The Chiefs are the best team in the NFL, and I will take them with plus money. Any chance I get, Chiefs +2 in Buffalo.
I wanted to verify if right now it's still at 2.
Oh, yeah, I haven't looked on DraftKings. I just looked on ESPN.
Yeah, it's still 2.
Still 2? Okay.
I love the Chiefs +2 as well. I'm going to go with another home team here. I'm going to go with a home team. The last team was a road team. I'm going to go with a home team that's getting some disrespect. This dude's awesome at home against the number as a home dog. Just outright. No matter how you think it's not going to happen, he makes it happen. Lamar Jackson is 1-3 career-wise against the Steelers. He doesn't play a whole lot against them. He tends to not be healthy when they play. This is the first divisional game for the Steelers, remarkably, at this point of the season.
Wild.
They're getting a hook at home.
Amazing.
It's week 10, their first divisional game. This is 3.5. Tomlin's 18-5 against the spread as a home dog. I'm going to take Steelers +3.5. I don't know how it happens,
okay, but
I'm going to take it.
All right. Pick number 2 for Swag, courtesy of Jeff Rust, is...
I'm just noticing now, Swag taking all home favorites this week.
Oh, shocking.
Yeah, right?
It's working for him. He's got the best record.
There we go. He's got the 49ers, -6.5 hosting the Seahawks.
I mean, he's winning. At least you're jumping on a winner's pick.
That is true. That is true. I hate when we have crossover picks. Yeah, that is my second pick.
How original.
I mean, I have said for months I will gamble the 49ers anytime. I gambled on them on Thursday night when they were there earlier this year. Yeah. So I will bet the 49ers anytime they play the Seahawks.
We do our picks blind against each other, too. So a lot of time we get some crossover. Sometimes we're straight up against each other, too.
All right, Sprague, last pick.
Yeah, I got double teamed 2 weeks ago by Swag and Dirt.
I didn't take the Chargers because you both took the Chargers, and I didn't want to do a thing where we all had the same pick again. I just, you know.
Did you get Eiffel Towered?
You did.
Well, I didn't say that.
It happened.
No,
he
not
said that. That's what he said. I think that's what he said.
Look, I love the Chiefs
+2. We've been blowing and going.
I will keep going. I'm not going to pick them for spreading the line, but I'm going to gamble on the Chiefs. I'm going to get Mahomes plus money all day. Yeah, why would you not? I'll go with a different dog. I got all dogs this weekend. I'm kind of gambling on desperation here. I gambled on them last week. I don't like to double down on teams multiple weeks in a row, but I kind of like this line for them. Sunday Night Football. I like the Chargers. I've given them a lot of love. Herbert's playing good. Harbaugh's been a difference maker. They've beaten nothing but bad teams. Cincinnati is not an amazing team. Their defense is certainly suspect at best. I think this is a different level of offensive explosion they're going to face in L.A. Bengals fans will show up for this one. I think Joe Burrow has a little bit of FU to Justin Herbert in his mind when he goes in on this one.
It's only a point and a half, but I'm going to take a dog. I think the Bengals are going to win this game outright.
All right. What's Swag's last pick, Rust?
Swag's last pick. He's got the Chargers minus one and a half hosting the Bengals.
There it is.
We got a head-to-head pick there.
Head-to-head. He beat me last head-to-head.
Always love a good head-to-head. All right. Chargers minus one and a half. Let me write that down. Good look for head-to-head.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last one for me this weekend. I'm gonna try and, you know, follow a trend here. And I don't think this team is good. I think they've quit on their head coach. I don't know what to make of their opponent, but if you can't beat the New England Patriots at home, I don't think that you can beat the Green Bay Packers at home. Wow. Packers are coming off a bye, so they've had a week to sit around and rest up. The Bears just fired their offensive coordinator. And Caleb Williams this week said, I hadn't really had any communication with the new offensive coordinator, who was a passing game coordinator. So
it's encouraging to hear.
That's a great sign. I don't know what to make of Green Bay this year. I think they can beat the Bears by a touchdown on the road. And I think the Bears are hitting like quit territory. And I don't think you're going to get a fired for the offensive coordinator game. So I will take the Packers minus 5.5 in Chicago.
I like that pick as well. I don't really understand it for the Bears.
It's a weird line. I feel like I'm taking a trap, but they suck, dude. They couldn't score a touchdown against New England at home last week.
The underrated part about that game is, and not like New England lit up the scoreboard, their defense wasn't as good as they were the week prior.
No.
Big game for the Packers there. It's sub a touchdown.
Yeah.
I like that, too. This isn't a coach change, really.
No.
Eberflus is still the guy. They
he's
don't like
there.
Him.
And if he loses this weekend, he's probably not going to be the guy. Back to back weeks where you fire a coach.
I've got my picks from yesterday if anybody wants them.
And you know,
I'm 21-17-2 on the season.
Ooh, look
and
at
that's
that.
Last place in the show.
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Right? Well, I'm already starting off 0-1 this week because I had the Commies plus 4 last night.
I'm glad we're doing this.
Yes. Great start.
Rams minus 4.5 at the Patriots. Vikings minus 6 at the Titans. And Jacksonville plus 14. At the Lions.
Okay. All right. There you go. There's Jeff Ruff's pick. Here we go. Swag's on the Lions, minus 13.5. 49ers, minus 6.5. Chargers, minus 1.5. Sprague's on the Colts, plus 4. Steelers, plus 3.5. And the Bengals, plus 1.5 on Sunday Night Football. And I am on the Chiefs, plus the 2. Niners as well, minus 6.5. And the Packers, minus 5.5 in Chicago. Spragging the Line is brought to you by guest producer Jeff Rust. I may be dumb enough to get up at 3 a.m. to produce the 30th-ranked morning show in Portland, but a Sprague pick? No way.
Mr. Unlimited.
And Sprague Line brought to you by Jeff Rust. I used to think Danny's Blazer takes were reckless and delusional, and then I saw Sprague's picks.
Smell the ass of a porcupine.
There you go. Sprague Line every Friday.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.